about a dozen protesters rallied outside the offices of Representative Carlos Trujillo. He chairs the House committee in charge of advancing legislation that would raise the current minimum wage of $7.93 in Florida to $10.10 an hour. He's yet to take action on the legislation. Miami-Dade Democratic Party Chair Annette Tadeo Goldstein is speaking out in favor of higher wages.
HB 385 should at least get a hearing so that they could listen to the studies that show that this is in the benefit of businesses and of the economy and not a political issue.
Among the protesters was restaurant employee Gloria Lewis.
The struggle of how to pay the bills every day, if to pay the rent or if to buy food, working under horrible conditions, but having to do it because you can't afford to lose the job.
To focus more attention on the issue, Tadeo says she is living as though she makes the minimum wage for 1 week.
Today, I will be going to the grocery store and only having $40, actually less because I used some of the money yesterday to eat. $40 is all that a person living on minimum wage has to buy their groceries for the entire week.
Tadeo and other Democratic legislators are pushing for minimum wage awareness as the legislative session is nearing its end. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.